Okay. Today is Daf Dalet, today's Ishu Chag. We are actually going to start on Daf Dalet number Beis, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from the bottom, where it says, by the two dots, where it says, V'tumtum v'androgynos. And a tumtum and androgynos. A tumtum is a person, or we don't know whether it's a male or a female. We're not sure. The simonim are concealed. And an androgynous is somebody that has simonim of both a male and a female. Both of them are potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of going up to the Beit HaMikdash and being present at the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, it says in we learned in the Braisa, it says Zachar, right? Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha, so that's males, Zachar Lahotzi Es Hanashim. That excludes women. Women are not included. Zechurcha, the fact that it says Zechurcha in that Lashon, Lahotzi Tumtum Va'androgynos, comes to exclude not only women, but also Tumtum and androgynous, people of undefined gender. Kol Zechurcha, but the word kol is Larabos Es HaKetanim. That comes to include Ketanim. It's a Braisa. Now we're going to dissect the Braisa, because everything in that Braisa is a question. So Amar Mar, first of all, Zachar Lahotzi Es HaNashim, the word Zachar, it says that Kol Zechurcha have to show up on each regal. L'halama likra. Why do you need a pasuk for that? Michti, mitzvah zeh shezman gramahu. It's a mitzvah zeh shezman gramah. It only applies on regalim. V'chol mitzvah zeh shezman gramah, nashim peturos. Women are not chayiv in any mitzvah zeh shezman gramah. They're potter in all of it. So why do I need a special limud, zechurcha, zachar, to exclude women? They're excluded anyway. So, the Gemara says, no, itzrach, it's necessary. Solkadaita chamina, I would think, neilef re'iyah re'iyah mihakel, that yesterday we had a gzeir shava, re'iyah re'iyah from hakel, where we excluded people that had certain handicaps regarding hearing or speaking. So that's such a gzeir shava, re'iyah re'iyah mihakel, and we know, ma'alahala nashim chayavos, afka nashim chayavos, and by hakel women are chayiv, a special. Even though it's a Zman Kram, it only happens once every 7 years, right? Women are chayiv in Hakel. They should also be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, Kamash Malan. But don't say that. Don't say that. They're putter. There's a special limit over here. They're putter. The Shaar HaMelech asks a very interesting question. We know that whenever there's a lo saseh connected to a mitzvah, and the women are mechayevet in the lo saseh, they're chayiv in the essay as well. For example, they're in the parsha of not eating chametz, and we learn they're also chayiv to eat matzah. They are not allowed to violate the los assays of Shabbos. They're chayiv in the assays of Shabbos as well. Right? We know that principle. So Shaar HaMelech, so why don't we say, just like there's a special los assay of lo yirapanai reikam, don't show up empty-handed, to the los assay. So then you should be chayiv in the essay also of Re'iyah. That's what the Shaar HaMelech asks. So just Shaar HaMelech answers very pashat. That principle can only be said when it's a disparate mitzvah, when it's another object. For example, chametz. Chametz and matzah have nothing to do with each other. So I can eat chametz, I can eat matzah, they're not related. So if women are in the category of not eating chametz, which has nothing to do with matzah, they're in the category of eating matzah. Los assays and assays of Shabbos have nothing to do with each other. I could sit home, not violate a single assay, nothing to do with Kiddush and Avdallah and Su'udah and all the assays. They're not related. If a woman's in the category of a los assay, she's included in the assay. Here, the los assay of lo, yirapanai reikam, is so connected, so intertwined with the mitzvah of Re'iyah, it's almost the same exact. You can't separate them. So just. It's also silly to say that she should be chayavet in the mitzvah of not appearing empty-handed when she doesn't even have to appear. It's all connected. It's so intertwined, Shaar HaMelech explains, you can't separate them. And therefore, that would not be a reason that she should be chayavet in Re'iyah. That's what he explains. Amar Mar. We just said in the top of the Braisa, Zechorcha, the word Zechorcha, is lahotzi tumtum va'androgynos. To exclude a tumtum and an androgynous. So, Bishlam androgynous, I understand why an androgynous should be excluded. I'm sorry, bit shloma androgynous, it's truach. I understand why I need a pasuk to exclude androgynous. You know why? Sakat dechamina, I would think, however, it's late tzad zachros. There is a little bit of a male aspect to a androgynous. A person's both. Androgynous is both. I understand why somebody should be, why we need a pasuk to exclude androgynous. I would think he should be included. After all, it's part male. There is a part of zachar to this person. Lichayev kamash malon. I would think he's chayev kamash malon. He's not. The beria bifnei atzmahu, because he's like a whole another creation. It doesn't mean to say that there's a third type of person. That's not true. There's a third type of person. But whatever, on some level, it's not even the male aspect of an androgynous is not mechayev him in any mitzvos that a male has to perform. That's all that means. El a tumtum, but a tumtum is fakehu. Tumtum is a suffix. We don't know. It's not both. It's either one or the other. We just don't know which one. So svekahu means drichkra lemeute sveka. And a pasuk to exclude a sveka should not even be there at all. Doesn't even get off the ground. Why do we need a pasuk for that? So here, over here, Turiyevin asks, among others. So wait a minute. Don't we say suffik derais al chumra? So shouldn't a tumtum have to appear out of a suffik? The Gemara says it the other way around. The Gemara says a suffik. I don't even need a suffik. Doesn't even get off the ground. A suffik for sure doesn't have to appear. Why do we need a pasuk? So the Gemara says Amar Abaya. Abaya says, you know what? We'll answer that question in a minute. Amar Abaya. Abaya says kishabetz of mibachot. No, we're talking about a specific tumtum where the male organs of the tumtum are exposed. So if the male organs are exposed, so why isn't it a male? So Mefarshim explained, because it's not a normal male. No male has that. It's not a normal male. So since it's not a normal male, it's excluded. You're right. If it would be a genuine tumtum where we don't know, we can't see a thing, then you're right. That's a suffix. Suffix. And for sure, a suffix doesn't even need a pasuk. No question about it, a suffix is not in the parsha. But here we're talking about a unique type of tumtum where the zachros is a little bit exposed, and you know it's a male, but since it's not an ordinary, normal, regular male, not included. So the Turi Evans question is still a question. What about suffix? What about suffix derais al chumra? If the tumtum is a suffix, suffix derais al chumra should require tumtum to have ri'ah, not patra, just the opposite. So the Turi Evan asks that you see from here, which is itself a machlokas, that suffik daraisa l'chumra is only the rabbanon. And mid daraisa there is no suffik. That's what Turi Evan answers. Suffik daraisa l'chumra is not a din daraisa.
It's one of the explanations that svek
works. Right, because only the first daraisa. Right. Suffik daraisa l'chumra is only the rabbanon. Right, right. And so minat Torah, there are no rules for a suffik. In a Torah, it's not a suffix. So therefore, there's no reason that it should be included. We have a principle of suffix deraisa l'chumra. That's not a derabanan. We're talking about here deraisa. So therefore, the tumtum, there's no question that it would not. He would not. That tumtum would not be chayiv in ri'iyah. Right. So the way I saw it explained was tumtum is a suffix. The metzias is a suffix. The whole metzias is a suffix. What kind of person this is? By an androgynous, it's only suffix in din. So it's a little bit different. Okay.
Could it be if he's chayv in ri'iyah, so then he would also be chayv in an eilus ri'iyah?
Right. So that's a whole.
Would not be
right. So that's an ongoing discussion about the carbon, how connected the carbon is to the ri'iyah. We're gonna have it on Mabeid, but it's a gadata about the mitzvah of ri'iyah. But yes. Okay. Amar mar. So we said kol zechorcha l'rabbos hasaktanim. The word kol zechorcha comes to include even young children, even ketanim. So Gemara says, wait a minute, but our Mishnah said, chutz micheir shot of a katan. That a katan has no re'iyah. Now you're telling me over here that it does? So Gemara says, you're right, amar baya lo kasha, no, kam bekatan shi'igia l'chinach. This Bryce is talking about once a katan reaches the age of chinach, you have a mitzvah to mechanech him, bring him to Yerushalayim, bring him to re'iyah. Our Mishnah said, ketanim apater, that's because they didn't reach chinach yet. No chinuch, there's no point in bringing them. It's not hakel, like we said yesterday. Kan bekatan shelo higia l'chinuch. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Katan shehigia l'chinuch, that's derabanan hu. That's only derabanan. There's such a principle. I should have my katan do the mitzvah of Riyah out of Chinah. That's the Rabbanan. That has nothing to do with the word Zachar. So Gemara says, you're right, Eina Chinami, you're right, Eina Chinami, Ukra Asmachta Ba'alma, it's just an Asmachta, you're right, I just have to hint. When you see the word Zachar, it should remind you that there's a Dinder Rabbanan of Chinah. That's all it is. So the Gemara says, fine, El Akra Lamai Asa. So then what does the Pasuk mean? What does the Pasuk mean? If it doesn't mean that, what does it mean? So Gemara says, Elokid Acherim. You know what Zachar, it comes to exclude the following people from what Acherim said. Acherim Omrim Hamakamets. Somebody who collects the excrement of dogs. Why is he doing that? He's doing that because he's making leather. So that's his job. And or Hamatzarif Nechoshes, or if somebody smelts iron, or Bursi, or he's a tanner, all these things, Peturim min ha-ri'iyah, he's potter from Ri'iyah. Why? So the Mefarshim, Mash Rashi might even say, he doesn't say. Rashi says, because all these people smell terribly, and there's a homachlokas whether they could ever get the smell off. That's why they used to have their own shuls, these people, because they smell terribly, and it wasn't appropriate for them to be in public, to be in the Beis HaMikdash with everybody else. So their zachrus, their ability to participate with other people, is severely limited because of their smell, therefore the pater in Mi'iyah. The pater. Such a concept. Shenemar, kol zechorcha. It says, kol zechorcha. Mi sheyachol la'alos im kol zechorcha. You're able to be there with everybody else. Yatza Elu, these people are excluded. She'einan ru'uyin la'alosim kol zechorcha. They can't be with everybody else. Nobody wants them around. They're very foul smelling. That's just the way it is. And therefore, they are excluded. That's what that pasta comes. It has nothing to do with cotton, because cotton's only in asmachta. They're pasta. No, don't put that there.
Why? When the says drabanan for the child to come.
What? Right, the Dindra Rabbanan to Atchit.
Why can't you say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa on the parents?
Because there is no mitzvah d'oraisa of chinuch.
It's not happening.
So you can't actively. You can't actively. Right. Right. By Hakel, we said there's a special Indian of bringing the children, even if they're not chinuch. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa of chinuch to give a child a lulav.
No, maybe this is an exception.
Right, so they don't seem to think that. Okay, next. Nashim v'avadim she'enam mishuchvarim. Women and avadim that are not free. So, bishlom anashim. I understand why women don't have to go kiddah amor. We already said that. El avadim menolon. How come slaves are potter? So, amar v'huna, amar kwa, it says, el p'nei adon Hashem. Mi she'en lo el adon echad. So, we have to have only one adon. Yatza zeh. So, that's why avadim are excluded. She'yesh lo adon acher. They have another adon. So therefore, they are excluded. So the Shemi Shmuel says, still Yisruchag, we can still say this pshat. That's why the Medrash says that when Paro came to Moshe and said, "I want you to get out," so Moshe said, "Tell me, Harayatem Bershuschem, Harayatem Bnei Chorin." Right? Tell me that. I want to hear that from you, Paro. Right? The Medrash says that. So Paro says, "Fine, Harayatem Bershuschem, Harayatem Bnei Chorin. You're all free." So why the double lashon? So the Shemi Shmuel says because they were going out to the Midbar. Where were they going? It says Chogli Bamidbar, right? They're going to do Chagiga. When you have to do Chagiga, you're only allowed to have one Adon. So Moshe was emphasizing, you're not our Adon anymore. Say both. Bershus, all possible ways. We are not under your dominion anymore. We're only now Adon, only now going to be under Hashem. Yeah.
What do you mean by
Adon? The Gemara is going to ask that right now. Ha, Lama Likra. Why do you need Michti, we know. Call mitzvah sha'isha chayevet ba. Any mitzvah that a woman is chayev in, evet chayev ba. An evet too. She's all los asays. Right? Women have to keep all the los asays. And a few asays out there. So, a few asays, just man grama. Right? Tzedakah, kibbutz of a, women are chayev in those too. So, all those that a woman is chayev in, an evet is chayev in. That line was extra. Call mitzvah she'en isha chayevet ba. Any mitzvah that a woman is not chayev in, right, like sitting in a sukkah, right? Ain eved chayev ba, and eved also doesn't have to. How do you know? The gamar la meisha. There's a gzera shava la to isha. Just like that law. Also, it's also interesting because the law is by a shivcha, and they transfer that law to Avadim as well, males as well. Just like, so it's a Gzeirah Shavah that Avadim and women go together. So why don't I need a separate pasuk? I have a Gzeirah Shavah of Lal Olam Isha. So the Gemara says, Amar Avina, which is what we had on the first day, Lo Nitzrucha Ela Lami Isha Chetzio Eved VeChetzio Ben Chorin. Now we're talking about a slave that's half and half. Even though we're going to end up forcing ourselves to free him, like we said on the first day on Tif, right? They're going to force him to free him because we can't have such a situation where a guy's half and half. But at least in the Havamina, that was the case. That De Konami, and that I'll prove to you, Diktani, that's correct. Nash, because it says in the Mishnah, Seth, this is what you asked me on Monday, Nashim va'avodim she'enu mishuchwarin. Right? It says in the Mishnah, Nashim and avodim that are not free. My enu mishuchwarin. What does that mean they're not free? Ile moshe enu mishuchwarin klal, if they're not free at all. So list the avodim stama. Let's just say avodim. Ela lav, what does it mean? She'enu mishuchwarin lagamri. They're not free at all. Umay. So it means so it must mean that they're not that there's a little freedom there. Mind you, what is that? Mishachetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. It must be someone who's half and half. Shema mina. That's a raya that we're talking about. Someone's half and half.
Yeah. Ravina, the Maskali Mar Ravina retracted this.
Right.
So then, what do we need to pass?
Right. So that's a good question. I don't know. But it's only the Havamina. But somebody asked me after the shiur, how could Ravina, who was the last Amora, how could Ravina not know that Beit Hillel retracted? I didn't have an answer to that question. Unless it just reminded himself.
Someone told me the Rambam Paskins like the Lushan, that switches Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah
Rambam. Oh, okay. Right, because we had learned on Rashi that the opening line, Kol, what's the opening line? Right, Kol, Hakol Chayav Mariya, Chutz Mecher Shadav Katan. We learned that that's the maskana, and then we said, why would Rabbi Hudanasi do that? Why would he make the maskana the opening line, and then go right? So we said because what Rashi says once the Mishnah had it, what it said, lo zazivim koma. But we said because Rabbi Hudanasi was so excited that Beit Hillel said right, he retracted and agreed with Beit Shammai. He wanted to start the Masechta that way, but the Rambam has it the other way. The Rambam has it without that nice shot. That's the Havamina, and then. Right, but we said that since the master is going to be forced to free him, he's like he's free already. That's what we said. Because you can't have such a person in that state. You can't have such a person like that. So since he's going to be freed, it's like he's already freed now. That's what we said. You're right, he's half and half, but you can't keep a guy half and half. So we said he's like already freed. That's what we said. Okay, don't worry. Ahmed Bey is top heavy. The Chigiv is Zuma V'chol of Azake. Right? All these people. So, Tanu Rabbanan. Regalim, it says in the Pasuk Regalim, which Pasuk is that? Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana. So it says in the Pasuk Regalim, Prat Labale Kabin. That comes to exclude someone who has a stump, or even two stumps. Where they don't have a foot, they have a peg or some, what they had in the old days. If somebody unfortunately didn't have any feet, they would have some kind of stump. Davar Acher, Regalim, Prat, it comes to exclude a chiger, someone who's lame, ula chola, someone who's sick, ula suma, someone who's blind, ula zaken, someone who's old, ula she'ena yachol la'alos baraglov, or someone who's not able. So, v'she'ena yachol la'alos baraglov lasuye mai, what kind of person is that? Who's left? Amar Rava, Rava said, lasuye, it comes to include mefanki. What's mefanki? Someone who's delicate. Rashi says, she'en holchim below minol. He can't go without shoes. He can't go without shoes. And we know that in the Beit HaMikdash, in all Makam Kodesh, you have to take your shoes off. Right? How do you know? Dichsiv, Kisavo, Liros, Ponai, Mi Bikish Zos, Miyedchem, Ramos, Chatzeri, which means to walk on my Chatzer. And it's without shoes. So the person is on the Funuk, he can't do it, so he's Potter. Can't go. Not going. Tosva says, that Rashi says, that's talking about him, a Funuk. And the Tosfos says, wait a minute, we know that the reason, the makar for taking off your shoes is when Hashem said to Moshe, Sal na'alecha mi'al raglecha. So Tosfos says that this pasuk, that pasuk is the ikur, but this is more appropriate because this has more to do with mitzvah of Re'iyah. So the Mefarshim says, why is Tosfos bothered with Rashi? What about the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara say Mefunki? Right? So the Mefarshim say, no, but who said the Gemara was talking about somebody who doesn't want to wear shoes? It could be the Gemara is talking about somebody who doesn't want to walk. He wants to only go on horseback. He doesn't want to walk. He's lazy. Such a person also wouldn't go. He's not going. You have to do what we said already. You have to walk with your feet. You can't ride a car. You can't go on a horse. Right? He has to. So Rashi says it means somebody who doesn't want to wear shoes. Doesn't necessarily have to be so. If that is pshat, then Tosfos had a question. But Tosfos didn't have a question on the Gemara. We said many times, but why is somebody, why can't you wear shoes in the Makom Kodesh? Why can't you wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash? Why do you have to be barefoot? So, what? Right, I said that. I told you a little bit of that vart. So Rabbi Yosher has an unbelievable, that's what in his Agada, he has an unbelievable vart. He says, when you're wearing shoes, you can walk wherever you want. Nothing bothers you. He says, when you take your shoes off, every pebble, every crack in the sidewalk, you feel everything. You're not wearing shoes. You're much more sensitive to every aspect of the floor. But you're wearing shoes, you don't think it at all. You just keep on going. This is exactly what a Makom Kodesh is. A place where you should have heightened awareness. A place where you are more sensitive to what's going on around you. Take your shoes off, you're much more sensitive. Much more aware. That's why, in a Makom Kodesh, you can't wear shoes. No? No good? Next. Tana. We also know, we also learned, that in Arel, Vahatameh, in Arel, someone who doesn't have a Bris Milah, Rashi always says this, the reason he doesn't have a Bris Milah is because his brothers died for Milah, so he's Pater. Is that the only person? What if someone never got a Bris Milah because he's afraid? It's a big discussion. Arel, if somebody is an Arel, or Vahatameh, or he's Tameh on the Regel, Petur min HaRe'iyah, he's Pater from the Mitzvah of Re'iyah. Pater. Bishlama Tamei, I know a person whose Tamei is Pater, Diksiv, because it says, Ubasa Shama Vehevesim Shama, that you should go there and bring a carbon. So, Kal Sheyeshnu Babia, anybody who's able to go, Yeshno Bahaba, is able to bring a carbon. Vechal She'ena Babia, somebody can't go, Eino Bahava, he can't bring a carbon. So, Tamei can't go, he's not allowed to be on the base of Hamikdash, he's Tamei. So, of course, he doesn't bring a carbon. That's obvious. Ela Arel Menalon. But how do we know an Arel? Someone doesn't have a Rismila, he's Pater from the Mitzvah of Re'iyah. Why should that be? He has to shake a lull if someone doesn't have a Rismila. A few mitzvahs. He doesn't need a carbon Pesach. Very few mitzvahs that an Arel doesn't do. So why doesn't he do a Mitzvah of Re'iyah? So the Gemara says, Hamani, who said that? Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. The Mirabi La Arel Batame. He compares an Arel to a Tame. Just like a Tame doesn't, an Arel doesn't either. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Ish ish. There's a double lush on ish ish in the pasuk of ish ish mizera aron vehutzarua ozav bekachim. Right, we're talking about someone over there who's tameh larabos es ha'arel. That also includes somebody who doesn't have a bris milah. Fine. Tana rabbanon tameh pater min hariyah. A tameh is pater. Dichsiv same thing. Ubasim shama vavesim shama. You should go and bring. Kal sheyeshno bebiya. If you can go, yeshno bahaba. You can bring. And if you can't go, Eino Bahava. You don't have to bring. So Tommy's off limits. Tommy's Pater because he's not in the parsha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahaboy Omer. We had this on the first daf. Suma Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Suma Ba'achaz Me'enav Pater Min Hari'iyah. If you're blind even in one eye, you're Pater. Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, it says the actual word is Yeira'eh. Right? It says, Shalosh Pa'am Bashana, Yeira'eh Kol Zechorcha. It says Yeira'eh. And we read it Yir'eh. Kederech Sheba Liros. The way you come to see. Kach Ba Leira'os. That's how you come to be seen. Ma Ba Liros B'shtei Einav. You come to see with two eyes. Av Leira'os B'shtei Einav. So Hashem sees you also. And we said then that Hashem has a Shlemus. Hashem is not missing anything, even though he doesn't have a body. But the idea is he's a shleim, he's shalem, there's shleimus there. So too, when you come, you have to have shleimus, at least regarding your eyes. Okay, so now we're going to get into some wild stuff. Rav Huna, kimati lahai kra, yeh ra'eh, when he got to that pasuk, when he got to that idea, bachi, he would cry. Amar, he said, Eved, a slave, Shirabo Metzapolo Leroso, the master's waiting to come see him. The master's waiting. When's the Eved going to come visit me? Yisrachek Mimenu. We'll distance ourselves from him. The Ksiv, because it says, Kisavo Liros Ponai, Mi Bikesh Zos Miedchem Ramos Chatzerai. This is the same passage we said above about wearing shoes. But the point is, you trample over my chatzer. You don't show up. You don't show up? You don't come? So why of all places did Rav Huna cry on this pasuk? There's so many psukim about Regel and Karbanos and Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. Why dafka this one? We'll answer that in 30 more seconds. Rav Huna kimati lahaikra bachi. When he got to the following pasuk, he also cried. It says, v'zavachta sham v'yachalta sham. Right? You sacrifice and eat it. Eved shirabo mitzape le'echol al shulchano. In Eved, that the master is waiting to come have the Eved come eat at the table. Yisrachek mimenu. He should distance himself. That's all the master wants. Dichtiv, lama li rov zivchechem yomer Hashem. What's going on? How come you're not around? So that's all Hashem wants is that, and we're misrachik ourselves from him. So why did he cry dafka on these psukim? So the Or HaChama says something amazing. He says, because here this is so easy. All you got to do is show up. There's no halachos. There's no intricate. It's so simple. Just show your face. That's all Hashem wants. Almost, he says, almost like a friend. Just be my friend. Come to the base of the Mikdash and show up. That's all I want. Even that we don't do. So easy. That's why over here he cried. Just come eat. Eat, right? Who doesn't want to eat? All I got to do is come eat. That even that you can't do. That's why Bedafka, on these psukim, he was crying. Right. That's pretty strong. Rabbi Lazar, kimati lahaikra bachi. When he came to the following pasuk, he cried. He said, this is when Yosef told the brothers that he's Yosef, v'lo yachlu echav la'anos oso ki nivhalu mipanov. The brothers couldn't answer Yosef because they were amazed. They couldn't believe it. This is Yosef. They had nothing to answer back. They couldn't say anything to him. So the Gemara says, "Uma tochacha shel basar v'dam kach." This is the musar of a basar v'dam, right? The musar of Yosef. Tochacha shel kadosh baruch halachas kama v'kama. What's going to happen to us, right? After 120, what are we going to be able to say back? We get the musar from Hashem. All the farshim asked, "What musar did Yosef give them?" Yosef didn't say a word to the brothers. All he said was, "I'm Yosef." That's all he said. And they couldn't answer him back. What kind of musar? What did he give him? So many answer. If Pam says this, all Yosef, the best musar in the world, the strongest tochacha, is when you're faced with the truth. When the emes is staring you in the face, there's no better tochacha than that. There's no better tochacha. There's no better musar. So after all this time, oh my goodness, this is the Yosef all along. All the dreams were true and everything was true. Yosef did not say a word. All he did was he told him the truth. Staring you in the face all the time, but you know, you have obstacles and taiva, but when it's staring you in the face and you can't answer it, that's the biggest musar of all. That's the musar over here. Rabbi Lazar kimati lahaikra bachi. Another time he cried was in the following pasuk. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. Shmuel said to Shaul, Lama hirgastani lahalos osi. Why did you stir to wake me up? This is when Shaul went to the Baalas Ov to awaken Shmuel, because he had questions about the war. So Shmuel says, "What'd you do that to? Why'd you wake me? Why'd you stir me?" So what the Gemara is going to say is, "Uma Shmuel atzadik hayim misyarim in hadin." Shmuel thought he was being summoned to din, which is a big question, because we'll say it in a second. Just like Shmuel thought he was being summoned to din, Anu, and Shmuel was a big tzadik. Anu, so what about us? Alachas kama v'kama. So he cried. So Shmuel Maihi, what's that story with Shmuel? The Chziv, Vayo Vatamar Ishel Shal, the woman said to Shal, Elokim Reishi Olim, I see Olim coming up. What's Olim? Olim is plural. Olim Trei Mashma. Two souls were coming up. Chad Shmuel, one is Shmuel, the Idach, and the other one, the other Shmuel, the Icy Lemoshe Bahadeh. Shmuel came and brought Moshe along with him. So why was Shmuel thought he was being taken to din? So some say because it was, well, we know this happened in the Yud Beis Chodesh after Shmuel died. I think it was 4 months after he died. So the Mefarshim explained he thought he was being judged. So he wasn't judged already. So some say, you see from here, during the first 12 months, it's like a continuous judge. It's not just a one shot. You know, the minute you come, there's a judge. It could be it's an ongoing process. And he thought, again, it's happening. But I guess he brought Moshe along with him. Amalei dil machas v'shal lodira mistabina. I'm being taken to din again. Kum bahadei I want Moshe to come with me. Deleka milsa dechasafta ba'oraisa, because there's nothing written down in the Torah, delo kiyamta, that I didn't fulfill. So why is Moshe there? What's any Moshe for? Moshe wasn't alive when Shmuel was alive. Moshe didn't see. So Tosfos says, Tosfos of Deleka, right? Lo boy lememar sheyed lo shekayem hakol. Not that he's going to testify that he was Makai in the Torah. Demani yada. How would he know? Vaha lo hayibidoro. He wasn't there. Ella hayil aumel kach v'kach darashti v'asiti maisa bo v'hayiduni shekain lamadata gamata. The maisa that I did, and the drushas that I did, Moshe, you testify they were good drushas. You know all the drushas. You testify they were good drushas. So what maisa is he talking about? The Chidah says that Shmuel, when he was a little boy, he paskined in front of Eli that a czar is permitted to do shechita. Right, that was a very novel. He paskined that. Moshe, you testify that was okay. And the Imri Emes says, he matur David HaMelech. It was his bezdin that said, Amon velo Amonis, Moav velo Moavis. Moshe, you paskined I was right. I want you to testify that I was right. I didn't do anything wrong. My whole life I didn't do anything wrong. But what do you see? Shmuel Hanavi, who was a big tzaddik, was afraid of the judgment. So what does that look like for us? So they cried.
Why? It was Boaz.
The Imri Emes says it was a continuous, it was a long ongoing fight in Klal Yisrael until it was finally resolved. Right. But isn't there, I was thinking about this last night, but isn't there a medrash somewhere that Yishai was the Gadol Ador?
He never sinned.
But he was in the same, it was his father. It's the same problem. He wasn't appointed to be the king, but so what? He was still the same problem. Was he a Jew or not? Right? I don't know. Nobody asked that.
It was probably settled when he went by Shlomo outside.
Right. So, but how could Yishai have been like such a great Gadol Ador if it was the whole question if he's even Jewish? Right? We always ask about David, but his father was in the same boat as him. I don't know if anyone asked that question. I was just thinking about it last night. I don't understand. Rav Ami, kimati lahaykra bachi. When he came to the following pasuk, he cried. Yitain ba'afar pihu, right? We're going to have afar. Ula yesh tikva. Maybe there'll be hope. Amar, he said, kule hai v'ulai. So much we have to do, and only maybe. Only maybe. Only ulai. That doesn't bode well. Ravami kimati lahai kwa bachi. Bikshu tzadik. We want tzadik. Bikshu anava. Right? We're going to hope for humility, hope for tzidkis. Ulai tistaru biyom ha'af Hashem. Maybe that'll help in the final days. So Amar kule haivu ulai, all that and only maybe. What more? It's very, very strong. Ravasi kiwati lahaikra bachi. Sinura, hate evil, v'avu tov, love good, v'itzigu b'shar mishpat, right, having right, stand in righteousness. Ula yichanin Hashem alokei tzivakos. Maybe Hashem will have favor to us. So kule haivu ulai, all that and only maybe. Reb Yosef, kimatu lahaikra bachi. Same thing. This is not the same thing. This is one of the most difficult gemaras I think that we've come across in a very, very long time. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei, v'yeth nisva below mishpat. There was a gathering without mishpat. What does that mean? Amar. That means someone can die without mishpat. Right? Someone's gathered. He dies without mishpat. Amar mi ika de azel below zmane. Can someone die before that time? And it says, yes, it can happen. The Yismach, I think it's the Yismach Moshe, he says, there is mishpat. Nothing happens by accident, nothing happens by chance. What it means is, there's no mishpat. Sometimes Hashem doesn't consult the Bezdin, Shalmaila, whatever that means. And he takes care of things himself. That's probably that's the only answer I even saw that even discusses, like, how is it possible for something to happen without mishpat? There is mishpat, there is justice, there is righteousness, everything Hashem does. Sometimes there's no bezdin, whatever that means. Anyway, yes, ki had Rav Bibi Bar Abaya havishchiach gabei Malach HaMoves. Rav Bibi Bar Abaya used to be frequented by the Malach HaMoves. The Malach HaMoves used to come visit Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. Rav Bibi Bar Abaya lived in the times of the Amorayim, but the Malach HaMoves is going to tell him a story which took place during the second Beis HaMikdash. Amalei l'shluchei. The Malach HaMoves once said to his shliach, one of his messengers, Zil Aisili Miriam Magdala Ser Neshaya. Go bring me, it's time for her to go, Miriam, the woman who braids the hair. It's time for her to go. Azal, he went, Aisilei, and he brought Miriam Magdala Dardiki. Miriam, the school teacher, the ganenet, the nursery teacher, the teacher of the children, brought the wrong person. How could that be? Some say that he only said bring Miriam, or Miriam Magdala, and he didn't say the profession, so he brought the wrong one. Who is this person? Tosfos says, Tosfos of bottom Tosfos. Listen to this. The Mesaper Haya Mashi'ir Lo Kvar. This is an old story that the Malach HaMavis is repeating to Rabbi Barabaya of what happened already. The Havi Uvda de Miriam Magdala Nesia the Bayesheni Haya. She lived in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Who was she? The Haisa Imo Shel Ploni. She was the mother of Jesus. The mother of Ploni. What? One second. Kidi'isim b'Shavas, like we say in Shavas. So right. This is a Tosfos here, that this is Miriam Magdala, who could be. Now I looked it up. Magdalene means that she comes from the city of Migdal. That's all it means. So I don't know what Magdala here means. It that her name, is that her town, it's unclear. But it's very 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 strange. Of all people, this is the woman this happens to. Amalei. So when the Malach HaMavis' assistant brings the wrong woman, Amalei, the Malach HaMavis says, I'm not Miriam Magdalene Se'ar Neshaya Amilach. I told you to bring the hairdresser. You brought the wrong one. So Amalei, Ihachi, if so, Ahadre. I'll bring her back. I'll put her back. I get to put her back. How can he do that? I don't know. Amalei, so the Malach HaMavis said, no, you know what? Hoil the itzei lahavi l'minyana. Since she's here already, let her be counted among the dead. She's here already, let her be counted among the dead. So what the point is that this yesh nispe below mishpat. Such a thing. That's the point. And we're not going to answer this. Such a thing. Ella hechi yichaltelei. So Rabbi Barabaya asks the Malach HaMavis, if it wasn't her time, then how'd he take her? How could that happen? How'd he take her? So he answers back, have a Nikita Miss Arabiyada. She had a stick that they used to use as a poke to stir up the coals in the oven. She was holding that in her hand. Vahaviska Shagra, and she was sweeping out the coals. Mechiria Tanur, right? She was sweeping out the oven. Shekalta va'anachsa agaba dikare, and she rested it on her foot somehow. Kadcha, she fell, or he pushed her. V'isre mazle, and her mazle was changed, whatever that means. V'aisise, and he was able to take her. Again, Yitzhak Moshe says, of course his judgment. Of course, something happens by accident. There's no random event in the world. But what it means is, no mishpat means there's no Bez and Shalmaila was involved. That's what he says. I looked. There's very, very little that's spoken about this story that I was able to see. I have this entire masifti here, nothing in there. There's stuff now on the next part he has. Amalei, or Bibi Barabaya, Is Lechu, Rishusa, Lebevet Hachi? You have a right to do such a thing? You have a right to do this? Amalei, Veloksi, doesn't it say, V'yesh Nitzbe below mishpat? Doesn't it say that? Such a thing? Amalei, but what do you mean? Vaksib, but it says, Dor holech v'dor ba. Meaning, the next generation doesn't start till the first one's finished. You can't have people go early. If people go early, it's unfair. Then it violates a different pasuk. Dor holech v'dor ba. The generations continue in a pattern. So Amar, he said, no, you know what's going on here? Dura'ina lu ana adumol luhu ludara. I take these people, and I hold them until the generation's finished. You're right. The Hadar Mishmalina Le Luduma. And I give them over to Duma. Who's Duma? So. What? So there's a Zohar that Duma was created by in Parsha Shmos, that he was given in charge of all the babies that had died, and basically either he's the officer of Gehenim or the keeper of the souls. This is beyond explanation. Amalei, so he said to him back, Sof, Shnia Mayavadata, So if it's true that you take people early, what happens to their years? What happens to their years? They were supposed to live longer, you took them early, so what happens to their years? So Amar, I'ikut submi rabbanan, if there's a certain Talmud Chacham, demavir bimilei, who is mavron as midos, right? I mean, a real, true, good person, is mavron as midos, then mosifno lehule, we add the years onto that person. Vahavya chilufe, and it's an exchange. We give those years to such a person. Why such a person? So I just saw, I think it was the Ben Yehuda, he says, because a person can have a tayinat Hashem. Listen, I'm supposed to live X number of years. I have many, many years to do tshuva. It's not fair. Take me early, and I'm judged at my final moment when I had many more years to do tshuva. So Hashem, okay, I'll give you to the best possible people. Someone who's a Tzumer Rabbanon, Marval Midosa, I'll give you to the best. Can't ask for better than that. And all those zechusim will somehow transfer to you. That's what he says. Okay, I tell you the truth. It's a very, very difficult Gemara. It's sometimes we just have to, as I say sometimes, we just have to pause in wondrous silence. Right? There's a lot more here than meets the eye. We always say that same mashal. If a guy doesn't know how to play the piano and he sits down to the piano and starts to bang on the piano, it doesn't sound very pretty. But if somebody knows how to play the piano and sits down, it sounds beautiful. We don't know how to read this Gemara. So to us, we're just reading words. If we knew how to read it, it would sound beautiful. Mirtz Hashem, one day we should be zochah. We also know how to read this Gemara and make it sound beautiful. Okay, the believer of Razna will be back tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Today's shiur was Lezech Nishmas, Moshe Ben Tzvi, and Yosef Ben Tzvi, I think.